of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Thursday, March 22nd. I am Richie Ferrol. Here are the headlines. Dominica Hotel and Tourism Association donates office equipment to Wesley High School and Combined Taxi Association. Government of St. Kitts and Nevis becomes first Caribbean government to have its own unique internet identity. And Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg now admits mistakes re-Cambridge Analytica since the data scandal engulfed the company. The news is brought to you compliments Digicel. More details after this.
Isn't it time to keep what's rightfully yours? Isn't it time to make lost data and talk a thing of the past?
At Digicel, it's unlimited rollover data and talk. We tore up the old rules because losing what you paid for is just wrong. Keep your unused data and talk when you pay your postpaid bill in full and on time. Get ready for something new. Roll your data and talk over with postpaid today. Digicel.
Here's what's making news. The Dominica Hotel and Tourism Association, also known as DHTA, has donated office equipment to the Wesley High School, WHS, and the Combined Taxi Association to assist with rehabilitation efforts post-Hurricane Maria. On Monday, 19th March 2018, DHTA Executive Vice President Kevin A. Francis presented the Wesley High School with two projectors donated by backpacker, hiker, and longtime friend of Dominica, New York native Ivy Raff. Acting principal of the Wesley High School, Hilarion Akpa, said, "We didn't expect DHTA to support us after Maria. We are really, really delighted. Mr. Francis is concerned with the education of our children, and we are very, very happy to have the DHTA with us. This is a great step along the road to resiliency." Francis said, "There is a high emphasis placed on the investment in our youth and to create developmental opportunities for them to create positive change. The DHTA and myself would like to thank Ms. Raff for her support. It is through kind gestures such as these that go a long way in the minds and hearts of our members and people. Tourism still remains a vital sector in our economy, and the DHTA is committed to delivering that message to its members and the country." The association also presented computers to the Combined Taxi Association, also donated by Ms. Raff, as well as Jolly's Pharmacy, to resume business after major damage to their work offices caused by Maria forced the association to stop operations and lay off staff. Francis said, "Combined Taxi Association plays a vital role in the delivery of our tourism product. There is no doubt that their continued operation is for the benefit of the entire industry. We have also extended our offices as a temporary workspace while they reassemble their membership strength. This is a win for the tourism industry." DHTA Executive Vice President added that although we may not be able to tangibly assist all industry participants, we are aggressively pursuing their interests and checking in with them and their issues on a regular basis to spot opportunities to help and connect businesses to solutions. Concerned Citizens Movement, CCM President Loftus Durand says, CCM is relentlessly holding public events throughout Dominica to educate citizens on the current issues plaguing the country and the government. Durand referenced the statements made by some government officials who label the organization as an extension of the opposition parties here. Durand says CCM remains neutral in its dealings and will always represent the interests of citizens, even when political parties and the organization share similar views.
And so we are prepping the Dominican people, because the good old saying is still true. If you are forewarned, you are armed. And so we are arming the Dominican persons with the information that they need to know, so that when they go to the polls the next time, with the reforms that we are demanding, then they will make the right decision. And so Concerned Citizen Movement has pride itself as patriots of our land to do the right thing in terms of getting our country back to where it was so that we can have a bright and prosperous future.
Concerned Citizens Movement, CCM, President Loftus Durand. This is Q95 News. The leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Kent Vitale, says building a resilient nation is a long-term strategy. According to him, the best way to create resilience is to pay attention to the economic growth, in that a strong economy can allow for citizens to help themselves and not depend on the government.
Are you going to build a resilient house for every single Dominican? Or are you going to build a strong economy so that persons can have the wherewithal to help themselves? That is the critical thing. So it looks as if they are running away from the very important thing of growing the economy, of reducing poverty, of creating a lovely society for our people. They are not doing the foundation things. And because they have failed at that, it looks as if they're trying to put forward this resilient country as a smokescreen. It's a decoy to doing the real work.
The leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Kent Vitale. Dominica now has a new ambassador for the Republic of Finland. His credentials were received by Dominica's president, Charles Savre, on 21st March 2018. New ambassador for the Republic of Finland to Dominica, His Excellency Jukka Pietkainen, expressed his pleasure to serve in the capacity and has pledged his country's support to assist Dominica post-Hurricane Maria.
Your Excellency, President Savarin, I have the honor of presenting to Your Excellency the letter of credence accrediting me to the government of Commonwealth of Dominica as Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary, as well as the letter of repeal of my predecessor. I would like to extend to Your Excellency warm greetings and best wishes of the President of Finland, Mr. Sauli Niinistö. I want to start by expressing the solidarity of Finland with the government, communities and people of Dominica for the devastation left by the Hurricane Maria. It caused even greater destruction than Tropical Storm Erika, which struck Dominica 2 years earlier. My country supports and has supported earlier reconstruction and climate resilience of Caribbean countries. Finland deployed rapidly a technical support team to Dominica to build up the communication system for the first emergency teams immediately after the storm. As one of the leading donors of core funding to the UN United Nations, in particular to the UN Central Emergency Relief Fund, Finnish funds were injected from the beginning to help the Caribbean countries in need after the two Category 5 hurricanes.
Ambassador Pietkainen says Finland will not allow geographical distance to prevent it from having warm relations with Dominica in matters of national interest.
Your Excellency, it is a privilege and joy for me to visit your country, which is of extraordinary natural beauty. While resident in Helsinki, I am determined to visit Dominica as often as needed to help to build relations between our two countries. Our countries may geographically be distant from each other, but it has not prevented us from creating warm relations based on mutual respect and sovereign equality of nations. We have cooperated with Dominica bilaterally and through regional organizations.
New Finland ambassador to Dominica, His Excellency Jukka Pietkainen. Chairman of the Dominica Freedom Party, Johnson Boston, has dismissed the statement of Roseau South MP Joshua Francis on 20th March 2018 that the Freedom Party is dead. Boston says the DFP executive will not be sidetracked by these types of comments, emphasizing that the party is gaining ground and popularity for its policies and the style of leadership.
Well, we are not going to take on Jean-Charles and his statement. I mean, people are free to see what they want to say. The Freedom Party is reorganizing itself. It's rebuilding itself. We are on the ground. We are meeting with people. People are very excited about what we're doing. They listen to our radio program, and the content of our program and the information we give out are very good information that people are telling us, and therefore they appreciate what we're doing, what we're saying, and how we're doing it. And we're developing a politics of unity, a politics of togetherness, a politics of love, a politics of service. And we're not going to be sidetracked by this kind of comments. I mean, let this comment stay where it belongs, and the Freedom Party is moving on.
Chairman of the Dominica Freedom Party, Johnson Boston. This is Q95 News. DLP Roseau South constituency Senator Jaizaya Benoit is accusing MP Joshua Francis of having gone into hiding. Benoit says Hurricane Maria has put the MP for Roseau South to the test. He says it now shows clearly who Joshua Francis really is, as he has distanced himself from the people he should be representing. However, he did not provide any proof or examples as to how Joshua Francis was neglecting his constituents or preventing the development or growth of the constituency, considering that he is not in government but in the opposition. Nonetheless, Benoit is urging the people of Roseau South to turn away from Francis but work with him to build the constituency and provide economic activity.
You know, because Roseau South is a very large constituency, sometimes things are happening and persons don't always get the sense that things are taking place. But I just want to throw the message out there. Roseau South is large, but I think we can bounce back after Maria as an economic and administrative hub, you know, within the Commonwealth of Dominica. And I just want to encourage us all to lead from where we are, put our best foot forward. Let's work together to make Dominica the first climate resilient nation in the world.
DLP Senator for the Roseau South constituency, Jaizaya Benoit, Q95 will attempt to contact MP for the Roseau South constituency, Joshua Francis, to get a response in relation to Mr. Jaizaya Benoit's statement. The government of St. Kitts and Nevis has become the first in the Caribbean to have its own unique identifier on the global internet. An autonomous system number called an ASN was assigned to the Caribbean nation by the American Registry for Internet Numbers, ARIN, on March 7, 2018. An ASN is used to identify a computer network on the global internet and is an important part of the system used to exchange data between the thousands of networks that make up the internet. Previously, the St. Kitts and Nevis government network was connected to the internet through a number assigned by a commercial internet service provider. Now, with its own autonomous system number, the government joins the ranks of other independent network operators around the world that are identifiable by a unique number. You're listening to Q95 News. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has admitted that the giant social network made mistakes in his first comments since a data scandal engulfed the company in recent times. Political consultancy Cambridge Analytica is accused of misusing data from 50 million Facebook users. In a statement on his Facebook page, Mr. Zuckerberg admitted a breach of trust had occurred. He also pledged a series of changes, making it harder for apps to harvest user information. The chief executive officer said, "We have a responsibility to protect your data, and if we can't, then we don't deserve to serve you. I started Facebook, and at the end of the day, I am responsible for what happens on our platform." Here is the weather outlook for Dominica and the Lesser Antilles, valid from 6 a.m. on Thursday, March 22, 2018. A high-pressure system is the dominant feature across the Lesser Antilles, generating a brisk trade wind flow and a relatively dry and stable atmosphere. However, some cloudiness and a few isolated showers can be expected mainly during the cooler early morning period. Moderate seas are expected during the next 24 hours, with waves peaking near 8 feet. Small craft operators and sea bathers, particularly on the eastern coast, are advised to exercise caution. That's the morning news. First, a recap of our headlines. Dominica Hotel and Tourism Association donates office equipment to Wesley High School and Combined Taxi Association. Government of St. Kitts and Nevis becomes first Caribbean government to have its own unique internet identity. And Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg now admits mistakes, re Cambridge Analytica, since the data scandal engulfed the company. The news was brought to you compliments DigiCell. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. For any breaking story or latest development, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message. The numbers are 616-2130 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, I am Richie Farrell.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens.